Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program from the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Donna McLean is retiring after a couple, 2 or 3 years on the job now. She's been 45 years on the job, and that deserves, at the very least, a little radio interview. Donna, congratulations, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm happy to share some of my stories and especially like how I came to first work here. Mm-hmm. I think that is something that just doesn't happen anymore. My husband and I were buying an acreage just right outside of town, and we had the gentleman that was, he was like an administrator for Salem, mm-hmm. and he said to me, well, you know, you're going to be moving up close to Elkhorn. We would sure like to have you come to work at Salem. And I said, oh, well, I'd never thought about that ever, you know, coming to work at a nursing home. And he said, well, you know, please think about it. We'd really like to have you. And so, I mean, that's just kind of how it all started. When we still lived north of Kimbleton, I did start working up here until we got moved up, you know, closer. And sure. My mom helped me take care of my kids, and so, that's kind of how it...
Yeah, you got a little help in making sure that you could make this work, and then you've had a lifetime of helping other folks here as the director of activities here at the Salem Lutheran Home.
Right.
Talk about that.
I was actually a nurse aide for, 9 or 10 years when I started, and then the activity director that was here wanted to cut back in hours, and so the administrator that time was Howard Hansen, and he asked me if I'd like to become the activity director. Mm-hmm. So, and that was something that I always thought I would like to do. Sure. And so I was really pleased that I had the opportunity to to fulfill that.
Yeah. Well, the nursing home business has changed so much over these last 45 years. I'm sure the job of director of activities, the things that you're involved in, how you go about doing things day to day, the opportunities that are available for the residents probably have changed a lot over the years too.
Yes, really they have, especially, I think, now we can get out into the community, which we do do a lot more activities than we did in the past, and it's just so important for the residents to be able to have that socialization. And I think that us being a Christian home and offering, we've always offered devotions and church every day of the week, 7 days a week, and I just know that that's been important to me, and I know that's important to our residents also.
I'm sure it is. Well, and the Salem Lutheran Home has such a big part in the communities here, Elkhorn and Kimbleton. That's got to be something that's really nice to have that support and that connection.
Yes, and we have a board of directors. We're managed by Good Samaritan Society, Evangelical Lutheran Good Samaritan Society, mm-hmm. and but we have a board of directors. We have churches that actually own us, mm-hmm. and so we get lots of response from churches all around, and even churches that aren't members of our board support us, mm-hmm. and it's just wonderful that we can reach out to them, and they're always so willing to help with anything that we need and help support us.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that's another part of it, too, is the facility itself. When we talk about changes over the last 45 years, the facility has probably changed an awful lot.
Yes, it has. I mean, from going from the old building and no bathrooms in the rooms, you carried your wash pan and that type of things, to the rooms, and you had a restroom that you would take them to, and so you know, yes, it's changed a lot in that way.
Yeah, I assume over the years, over that many years, there have probably been a lot of special things, some memories for you here, things that have happened maybe with the facility, things that you've been able to experience with some of the residents over the years that you take with you as great memories.
Oh, yes, I've had lots and lots of great experiences. It's just, I guess, it's just so special to be able to have, you know, met so many people and been friends it's just about overwhelming, you know, all the great people that I have met through the years, and I have just enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, you meet a lot of people both inside and outside the facility, being
right.
A part of it, too. And that's,
right.
As we said, that's part of the connection to the community here.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about, you know, your time here over 45 years? It's hard for young people to think, 45 years at one place, who does that? Have you ever been close to leaving?
Not really, no. I have enjoyed every day that I've been here. I take something home every day. I always have said I learn something new every day from, you know, even, you know, just from the residents. It's always fun to share for when they share their history with you and their lives. And, you know, I do the same with them. Our workers do the same with them. And it's always been a family. And, the old cliche, a home away from home is really pretty much how I've always felt.
Yeah, but you do. You spend a lot of time with folks here. You get a chance to hear a lot of stories. After a while, it just seems like you've grown up with them.
Yes, right. You do. And then I've had generations that have been here, too, that I have met and learned to about them.
Yeah.
Things have changed as far as, you know, the building and the equipment, you know, the services have changed. I think the biggest thing is all the paperwork and all, you know,
sure.
That has to be done.
Sure.
It just goes on and on and on. But I don't think the love and the caring of Salem, you know, the staff and,
sure.
You know, that has always pretty much been the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, about your job as director of activities, though, I don't know how you look at that job, but when I think of that position, it seems to me that they get care, they get the basic services they need here, but what you do for the residents here kind of helps to make it feel more like home.
Right. I think it's just so important that there are things for them to do. When they come, we try to find out what they like to do and try to provide those things for them, you know, in one way or another. And that's kind of how we determine our programming and things like that, too, you know.
Yeah.
And so I rely a lot on volunteers. I don't know what I would do without volunteers and people, you know, giving me ideas of, you know, things that we can share with our residents. But, you know, it's just, like I said, it has changed a lot in many ways, except for the caring is still there. The physical part of the building, like I say, I think about the how we used to, as far as a nurse aide is, we lifted people in and out. You know, now they have equipment for that. For the baths, they have equipment for that. And they have whirlpools, and our residents just love those, you know.
Sure.
But when we go on, you know, we go on outings, we go get invited to a lot of different things in the community, and we usually go to the circus every year, in the Shrine Circus. We go to a Christmas program in Omaha called Christmas in Our Hearts. And we've just done, you know, so many things that it just makes it really really great for our residents to be able to do all those things.
You bet. Make them feel still connected as possible to everything that they're used to over these years. You probably have learned an awful lot, too, over the years. You hear a lot of stories from a lot of these folks. A lot of the history of the community comes in and out of here over all these years, too. You've probably learned a lot of things you didn't know.
Yes, you do get you know, very connected to the community and all the things that are going on, and you know, the residents like to be part of that, and having people from the community come in and share things, and same way, you know, in the past we had a little what we called a rhythm band that was always fun, and we would go around and entertain for different things that went on in the community. And just through the years, we've just done so many, you know, many different things. It's hard to even, you know, mention all of it. But like I say, it's been a rewarding job. I don't even think of it as a job.
Funny thing is, we were talking before we started visiting here on air today that 45 years with your retirement now, and you're not even the longest serving person here.
No, I'm not. Marcia Nelson both of us will actually celebrate our 45th anniversary on the 1st of September. And like I say, I had worked here, you know, a whole year. I always count that because I feel like that's what got me going and got me interested in, you know, coming back to Salem was the rewarding experiences that I had in that first year that I was here. And, you know, I just thought I would, you know, try to be with my kids a little bit more. But, you know, it just seemed like I missed Salem and all the residents and, you know.
So for young people out there who are looking for career opportunities, looking for some fulfillment in their lives, not just chasing the dollar, is this still a good career path to take?
Well, I think so. I just wish more people would consider it and try it, you know, because I think it just takes that, you know, it grows on you, and you know, you get attached. You get attached to the residents, you get attached to their families, and you know, it's just, like I say, it's a great place to work, and to you feel that warmth and that love of so many different people.
Sure. Well, those relationships are hard to beat. That's one of the best things about doing that. Any place you find folks staying for a long time, there have got to be some good reasons for it.
Yes.
So what's next for Donna McLean then now? If you're walking away from Salem Lutheran Home, what do you do to keep busy?
Oh, I've got plenty of things that I'm going to do. I want to spend a little bit more time with my grandkids, and I'm going to be having a great grandchild here next month, and so maybe I can see the baby more often and do things with my friends. And I've got a lot of things to do at home too. And I want to do some camping, and I already did go start my fishing last week, so I want to do some fishing and, you know, some things like that
Excellent.
I've always enjoyed.
Well, enjoy
my family and church and, sure. Like I say, Salem, that's just all been a big part of my life, and, you know.
Well, you still know where they're located. I don't think you'll walk away and never come back.
I plan on coming up. I said, now I can just come up. You know, they always talk about the activities that you just play, you know, and, well, you do to a certain extent, but it's really, you have to do, you know, a lot of things to prepare for anything that you plan. You have, and afterwards, you've got to get, you know, everything put away and get it, you know, all the ends tied up when you're done with whatever you're doing. And like I said, now I can just come up and I can play with them, and I don't have to think, okay, it's 1:30 and at 2:00 I have to be here or there or to a meeting. You know, that's another thing, all the meetings that we have today, but I know they're necessary, so, you know, there isn't too much you can do about that.
And no paperwork.
Yeah, no, I won't have any paperwork. Well, we don't, you know, now we're computers. That's another thing that changed a lot. You know, everything goes into the computer.
Absolutely.
So.
But it's still busy work that has to be taken care of.
Yes, it does.
Well, congratulations. Enjoy your retirement. You've earned it, and I know the residents wish you the best.
You
put a lot into making them feel comfortable, and now it's time to go make your family feel comfortable.
Yeah. Well, like I say, I hope I can still come up here and do things, you know. I had such a good time. We did root beer floats yesterday, and, you know, I can come up and help with those things. You know, I had volunteers that helped me yesterday. Well, now I can be one of those volunteers and be able to spend time.
Very good.
So.